Good afternoon.
A wave of low pressure will track down the Ohio Valley and off the Atlantic coast south of Long Island during the day today. On this track, moisture will build in on a southerly breeze, and it will be a humid day with scattered showers from time to time, a few bursts of rain, and maybe even a few thunderstorms, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. All of the clouds and showers will limit high temperatures, and most everyone will stay in the middle 70s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, that wave will continue to track south and east of Long Island, and skies will remain mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers, especially from the Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley south and east through southern New England, while the rest of the region will gradually dry out overnight. Skies will even become partially clear in northern New York and New England, and low temperatures will average in the upper 50s and lower 60s. High pressure building in behind this system will continue the drying trend into Wednesday. Any clouds will give way to increasing sunshine throughout the day. The humidity will come down and highs will reach to about 80. On Thursday and Friday, a couple of weak disturbances will move through the region. Enough moisture will be available to touch off a few isolated scattered showers and thunderstorms, but both days will generally be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Right now, it looks like the weekend will start off dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s on Saturday before the next system arrives as a trough of low pressure on Sunday, generating again another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, dangerous heat will continue to dominate a large portion of the nation from the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley and southeast. High temperatures in the upper 90s and low 100s will be common across the southern plains, lower Mississippi Valley and southeast right through the middle of the week. Relief from the heat is on tap beginning Wednesday across the southern plains as a cold front presses southeastward across the area. This front will bring relief to the southeast by Thursday. The combination of the high temperatures and high levels of humidity will result in dangerous heat indices across these regions, with much of the area under heat advisories and excessive heat warnings. The front bringing the relief to the heat wave will also be responsible for heavy rain, flash flooding, and severe weather from the lower Great Lakes across the mid-Atlantic and into the southeast as it moves southeastward over the next 2 days. And while the heat will eventually be breaking from the south and central United States into the southeast this week, it'll be building across the southwest starting today. An excessive heat watch is in effect for the desert southwest for afternoon highs of 105 to 115 degrees and overnight lows only in the mid-80s. The hot temperatures across the southwest are expected to continue through the remainder of the week. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and possible thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy with showers and possible thunderstorms near 80. And in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1947. And the record low, 43, in 1957. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8 p.m., 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with the chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the mid to upper 70s. An evening shower, then gradual clearing tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. An evening shower, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, Mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for Wednesday, mostly sunny and pleasant, lower humidity near 80. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday with just a couple of showers and a thunderstorm possible, upper 70s to around 80. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Saturday. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, lower to mid-80s, and mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.